the separation between yourselves and North Melbourne, how did you deal with that? Were you disappointed, or did you think it was time to find another area?
Yeah, I sort of felt throughout the year, obviously, like, there's a lot of young talent that they were blooding and stuff like that. So not that that was deterring me from trying to play my best for them, but I did feel like my best footy was elsewhere. And, yeah, by the my sort of role within the team was a bit blurred at the time. And, yeah, like, I just sat down with Nobes and Brady Rawlings at the end of the year, and they just asked me in my heart of hearts, like, did I feel like I was – my best footy was elsewhere, and I did. And that was sort of how that all came to fruition.
What do you think your role at Port Adelaide will be, Trent?
I think sort of dual role, wing and inside mid. And the thing that I like about the wing role at Port, which was a little different to so the change that Nobes made this year, was I wasn't really allowed inside 50 to make my man accountable. I did watch a lot of Port in the second half of the year because I was sort of looking at clubs that I could potentially or that I would potentially like to play for, and Port was one of them. And yeah, the way their wings sort of run the lanes and get up and down the ground, I sort of that's how I've played wing in the past. And then yeah, inside mid, I'll go to work on my craft there and yeah, try and be of use to the team there and help make that midfield group perform, you know, better than they already have, which has been pretty good over the last couple of years.
The wing's a really interesting position. It's gone through a number of iterations, and it's evolved into, as you said, at some clubs, it's just a hard-working blue-collar position. Sometimes you're just there blocking transfer of the football, and it's tough to get a kick. And yet it's come from a position where some of the great stars of the game played racked up possessions and were always kicking goals.
Yeah, it's get behind that defence, and then it's get up and put on some forward half pressure so that we can get the ball back in our front half. And it requires a lot of running. Sometimes if the ball's on the other side of the field and you're doing your job correctly covering the outlets, the ball is not going to come there, and that means you've done a good job. But when people look at the stat sheet, they might think, oh, he hasn't had a kick today.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
In the inner sanctum of a football club, the wingers aren't required to get big numbers. And if they do, it's great. But, like, sometimes they're required to just cover the outlets and keep the ball on that skinny side so the team can pressure. Yeah, you look at Brayshaw and Langdon, like, they had terrific years and they're celebrated because they're playing in the best team and they've done so well. But they're not having huge stat games all the time. It's sort of dependent on how the game sort of falls. But, yeah, that wing role can be, like, pretty sacrificial at times, but it's so important for the team's defence, which I sort of love that about the game and you know, the roles within each team. That's what is exciting about footy. Like, teams appreciate the star, you know, Petraka as much as a Brayshaw or a Langdon.